The window closed on me, Mitch. No taking care of business to come in. There we go. There we go. Nice. Clutch performance from Mitch Fortner on the other side of the glass. Brady Bowman here on K-Man's In Focus, here with the Director of Economic Development for the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, Trent Armbrust. Again, 75-537-1350 is the number to call if you want to call in with any questions. In the previous segment, we were talking a little bit about Aggieville and development there, and specifically parking. And Trent, you're talking about how some long-term plans include a bigger parking garage somewhere in the area. And that's really kind of the key, is like the where is the space for something like that? Has there been some spots that have kind of been dwindled down that there is some interest in?
Sure. There's preliminary plans that, again, they're schematic, they're conceptual, but the city owns several larger lots in Aggieville, and those are clearly locations that a city-owned garage could be placed. So, you know, one of the lots that's been discussed a lot is just south of the Rally House building. And so that lot would be one target area. The city also owns the lot behind what is Kites. So there's various city properties that can be considered for the parking lot construction or parking garage construction.
I believe we do have a phone call, Mitch. All right, go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's the solution for when you start the construction down there? All those parking places are going to be, they won't be used. They're going to be constructed. So what's the solution here? Where are people going to park to go, say, to Coca-Cola's or areas around that area right there? You got the answer.
You know, that is a plan that Aggieville is working on. I know Linda Mays is working on that very diligently every day. That is something that she thinks about and other Aggieville merchants. It is a short-term issue, but again, the parking management strategies that they're putting into place will assist with how parking is used in Aggieville and really help absorb some of that 42 stall loss. There's also exterior parking, and when you look at the parking crunch that happens in peak hours, you know, people are, the 42 stalls compared to the demand is fairly small, but I don't want to, you know, they're critical spaces. I understand that. But it's Linda and the ABA. They're all working on that strategy going forward, and that's why they're taking some actions on parking management.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. Again, 785-537-1350. Have about a little less than 7 minutes left in the program. Again, here with Director of Economic Development, Trent Armbrust of Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. And shifting gears a little bit, Trent, there's another thing you wanted to talk about that's very entrepreneurship-based.
Yeah. So we're talking about Aggieville and Innovation District and entrepreneurship. You know, as you build that entrepreneurial ecosystem in Manhattan, you want to provide opportunities for entrepreneurs to tell their stories and get feedback, because starting your own business is difficult. You know, it's not something for the weak, faint of heart. And there's a lot of steps that you have to go through that you're experiencing for the first time. And you really need to find a mechanism to surround yourself by people that have gone through this or going through it at the same time. And so 1 Million Cups is a national event, really. I don't want to say event. There's events. There's 160-some locations. But it's a national program by the Kauffman Foundation out of Kansas City that started it. And the whole idea is that entrepreneurs can come to that event and they can tell their story. And then those in the audience can ask questions and provide feedback. We were fortunate that we had a great group of individuals in Manhattan that decided to start this. We've worked hard to, you know, make it a quality program. We meet on the first Wednesday of every month at the Wareham on Points Avenue, and it's from 8 to 9 a.m., and it's free to whoever wants to come. We have some great sponsors that are helping provide the coffee, and we've also bought new sound equipment, things like that, so that it's a quality program. And each month, again, that's on the first Wednesday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. at the Wareham, two entrepreneurs tell their story, and then the question and answer session is really the value of the interaction. And then we leave time for networking. We started out with 50 people. We've had 90 people at our last event. So this is something that has really caught on. It's really great to see the people that are there. I go to a lot of events, and I don't know 80% of the crowd that's at 1 Million Cups. So we're really reaching out and touching a segment of Manhattan that I'm not familiar with, and I really enjoy meeting all the new entrepreneurs, people that are interested in entrepreneurship, but then also people that have started businesses that are coming out saying, yeah, I want to help the next new entrepreneurs and help them grow. So it's a great, great, great event. Again, it's free and open to the public, and we encourage you to come check it out and hear some of the stories from our local entrepreneurs on what they're building in Manhattan.
And that's what's so key, right? Because when people, a lot of people have their ideas of like things they want to start, but there's always a lot of fear and anxiety with that because, you know, for a lot of folks, they're not used to that. They're not used to just building something from scratch and doing something totally on their own. So this is a great opportunity to hear from people that's like, well, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about because I was scared too, and I had to learn a lot along the way too, and I'm sure that's helpful.
Exactly, Brady. And also the networking, because you may, not even during the presentation, but you may talk afterward and say, well, I have this problem. And someone will say, well, I know someone in town that can help you solve that problem. And so that networking is a critical part of it.
That's where the whole idea of community.
Yes, it is. It is community. And that's a great point. And that's exactly what this is. It's community coming together to help each other.
Brady Bowman here with Trent Armbrust, Director of Economic Development for the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, in for Lyle Butler. And I guess I can remind folks where Lyle's at. He's doing something pretty important today.
He is. He's at the National Conference for Chamber of Commerce executives with other members of the chamber team. And they're in Des Moines. And Des Moines is one of those communities that we look towards that has done a great job of reinventing themselves. And as we work through our Region Reimagine project, you know, Des Moines is one of those cities that has excelled at that. And so they're having the opportunity to go up there and learn about Des Moines, but then also learn about what's happening nationally in the chamber, you know, running the business of a chamber, as well as, you know, new programs for membership and all those different things that go along with running a chamber. So it's the National Convention for Chamber Executives.
Big event.
Big event. You know,
big deal.
Brady, one thing we talked about was the importance of our elected officials and internet sales tax. And I just want to highlight that right now is the primary season. You can now early vote, and advance voting is taking place now at the courthouse. And that's from now through August 6th. And I encourage people to go and vote, whether it's advance voting or in the primary. If you've already registered, please get out and vote. And it's important that you do that. And it's not too late to register for the general election. You have until October 16th to register for the general election.
Too late for primaries.
It's too late for the primaries, but not too late for the general. So even if you can't vote in the primaries, I encourage you to go down to the Riley County and register to vote. There's a way you can get online as well and work on your registration. And then that November 6th general election. So really critical dates coming up, and I encourage everyone to be involved in the process.
Very good. Appreciate it. Very good note to end on. Trent Armbrust, the Director of Economic Development for Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Brady. Appreciate it.
Till next time. Looking ahead a little bit to tomorrow's In Focus, we'll have Riley County Agricultural Extension Agent Greg McClure will be in. We'll also have some folks, representatives of the Stuff the Bus campaign that we're helping with on Saturday. They'll be in and tell us a little bit more about that. We'll also have some folks from American Red Cross because the Battle of the Badges is coming up. That very key, important blood drive. We'll talk with them. So be sure to tune in. Thanks for listening. Have a good afternoon. We'll see you all tomorrow.